broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby breaking down the hard-hitting news like nobody's business. This is the broadcast for April the 3rd. In the year of our Lord, 2019, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, folks, we got a lot to cover, only a little bit of time to get it done. Becky Akers riding shotgun today, an incredible author, an incredible columnist, and she joins us on the radio once a month, ladies and gentlemen. She's got two books. One's called Hailstorm. The other one's called Abducting Arnold. Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known. The story about abducting Arnold. Well, the other side of the story you probably don't know. You got to read them. I'm telling you right now. Just look for them by name. Becky Akers and Hailstorm. Or Becky Akers and Abducting Arnold. I'm telling you, revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned. All right. Hi, Becky.
Hello, Sam. Thank you for such a kind introduction.
You're very welcome. Now, there's a headline, and this is kind of making me mad. The Christians trot out this headline. And don't get me wrong. I love Christianity, and I believe in Christian principles. As you know, Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, and I believe in Christ. And I hope my actions and my behavior indicates that. But nevertheless, the reason I bring this up is the headline says this. On board alive. GOP delivers. And they have a big old article about this. They've been shouted down, cut off mid-sentence, and have even had their microphones turned off. But today, Republicans aren't taking no for an answer. They're asking liberal leaders to do the right thing. Pro-lifers are really getting involved now. They say this morning, meaning a couple of days ago, on the steps of the Capitol, conservatives had a message for Democrats. They can't hide from this issue any longer. So this week, Steve Scalise, I guess Minority Whip, remember that word when I talk about this, Minority Whip, Steve Scalise, and Wagner are officially reaching for the discharge petition to force Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California's hand. This is one tool we have, they say. It'll take every single Republican and 21 Democrats to get it done. Where does your representative stand on this infanticide stuff? We're not even talking about abortion now. We're talking about the murdering of babies that are alive. Where do they stand? And so they want to force the issue. You deserve to know, is what they say. Where does your legislator stand on stopping infanticide? Anyway, it goes on and on and on. It's a big old long article. But I got a problem with this, Becky. And the reason that I do is because when they had complete control, this wasn't a hot topic. In fact, they voted to not stop infanticide. And now they're coming back when they don't have any control or any authority. It's kind of like passing the health care, get rid of Obamacare. They voted like 40 plus times to get rid of it. And they wanted everyone to believe, buddy, they're on it. They're getting rid of it. But then when they had the chance to really get rid of it, they all waffled and caved and they didn't get rid of it at all. And so I don't believe this is a genuine attempt. I'm grateful to know who's who on this topic. And I appreciate them at least talking about it. But I don't believe the attempt is genuine at all. Becky, do you want to respond to this?
Well, Sam, I don't have anything to respond because you've articulated it so well. Politicians are liars and hypocrites. And that pertains to both parties. You know, just because somebody's a Republican doesn't mean he's good and honorable. He is a politician. And the politicians are all the same. They are liars and they are hypocrites. One of the reasons you see them doing this kind of stuff is because Americans are increasingly turning the republic the founders left us into a democracy. And democracy was very feared in the 18th century as mob rule. And now we are seeing what happens when the mob rules. Politicians want to cousin all of us. They want to beguile us. They want to deceive us. They want us to think that they are thinking along the same lines as we are on various issues. And so when the Republicans are in the minority and their votes don't matter because they're not going to get what they're voting on, they're all gung-ho for things like freedom. But when their votes do matter, the last thing in their mind is to grant any of us more freedom. Then they clamp down. So the case of Obamacare is a perfect example of that. They don't have any interest in getting rid of that. That feeds and makes very happy their insurance cronies. Okay, so forcing us to buy insurance, that pleases a whole raft of very powerful, politically connected cronies. Republicans are not going to get rid of that. Likewise with abortion. If they wanted to end abortion, they could do it tomorrow by abstaining from voting Planned Parenthood more funds. And yet, just as is with the TSA, okay, you'll hear a politician come out against the TSA, you go check his voting record, you'll find out that he voted for the TSA's financing the last time the budget was up for renewal, okay? Same thing with Planned Parenthood. You just go and look at how many of these Republicans vote for Planned Parenthood funding to go through. They are liars, they are hypocrites, and they are pandering, trying to get us to think they secretly really side with us on the issues. They don't. Their agendas are completely antithetical to us, to freedom, and to decency.
Kurt, you want to respond to this? I don't believe these people are genuine. Why weren't they saying this stuff when they had control? When they could actually do something about it? Right now, it's going to take all the Republicans and 21 Democrats. You'll never even get all the Republicans on board, much less the Democrats. I appreciate the fanfare, but it reminds me 40 times trying to get rid of Obamacare. And then when they really got the chance, they didn't get rid of it at all. And now Donald brings up Obamacare like he wants to get rid of it. But hey, his buddy Mitch McConnell in the Senate already shut him down before he even got started. Now Donald's put it off to after the 2020 election. This is what I'm talking about. They're not for real. Your thoughts, Kurt.
Well, Sam, the key thing, at least to me, one of the things I'd like to highlight here is that, you know, we think that because somebody has an R behind their name, Republican, or a D, it means a certain thing. You know, it might mean a little bit of something, but there's so many factions and so many groups and so many different types of voting that goes on there. That's why I call for the elimination of the party systems in America. I know that that's a long shot, but you know, think about how much better off we'd be if basically we didn't have that system, and we could analyze when we went to vote. We could analyze, hey, what's this individual? Not just because they have an R or a D by their name. You know, you just see that so many times. And like you said, there's so many votes that, hey, they take some vote and it really doesn't matter. It's a show vote, or it's a vote just to make sure that, hey, they please some constituents. But it would sure be nice if we, you know, could make America great again and restore things like constitutional government, have statesmen, I should say, like Thomas Jefferson, etc. But they're trying to get rid of Thomas Jefferson, Sam, from everything. They're even trying to get rid of his statue.
Becky?
I think Tom will be glad to go, given the state of most universities today. If the universities haul his statue away, I think we'll hear him cheering somewhere. But yes, yeah, Sam, politicians are first and foremost for themselves, and then their loyalty is to each other. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about political principles. They care about power, and they care about their own wealthy class. That's it. They are our enemy, and they know that. It's amazing to me that we don't rise up. Politicians understand it's them against us. We need to have that same attitude and realize these people are leeches. They are killing us. They are robbing us to pay us for the slaughter of our children. I mean, this is insanity. Why do we tolerate it? And aside from that, why do so many Americans love the politicians? I think it may be a function of where I live on the East Coast, but from what I see, Americans are overwhelmingly in favor of a very strong, powerful, totalitarian government, able to tell them what to do, able to confiscate their money, able to take it away from them and use it as politicians want to use it. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised when we are so supine and cowardly that these bullies rule us and do as they please, regardless of how evil and wicked it is.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe there's a couple of people up there who do care about pro-life and who are trying to make a difference and who are trying to get people on record to know where they stand. It's the first step to exposing them. I get it. But what I'm saying to you is just we're a day late and a dollar short all the time. And when they beg us for opportunities, we give them those opportunities, and then they squander them. We saw it with the Republican Freshman Revolution back in, what, 94, 96 kind of stuff. We saw it again when they took control of everything just recently, and now they lost the House. And now what, for 2020? What's going to happen? I don't know. I agree we deserve to know where does our representative stand on this thing. But I don't really believe they're pushing for pro-life. And let me tell you why. Do we got to have a law to stop infanticide? Becky, I thought there was already laws against murder. When are we just going to start hauling people to the clink?
Yeah.
Right, we'll get back and have you respond. I just want to give you a chance to literally rock and roll, not get cut off by the break. Hang tight. Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby with us. There's already laws against murder, folks. Infanticide, what is that? Is that murder? Or is there a different word to say, oh, those are babies. They're in a special infanticide window. It doesn't qualify to the full status of murder. See how we play games? Then we got to have a law to stop it. Thou shalt not kill is a law I turn to, ladies and gentlemen. How about you?
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Believe the congressional representatives are genuine as a whole. I believe a few of them might truly care, but they're going about it all wrong, ladies and gentlemen. They want to debate infanticide. They want to go on record to find out who really, backs the cause of murder. They literally want to find out who's for murder and who's against it, and they want to call it infanticide as if there's some special definition or window or difference if a baby's like a few days old versus, what, a few weeks old versus a few months old versus a few years old versus when will it ever end? The slippery slope has absolutely begun. Whenever they murder babies, Roe versus Wade was the big landslide. We've lost it. But they want to debate this and put on record who's who. What they ought to be doing is hauling people to the clink for murder. And those who literally say that they will murder babies or that they believe in this infanticide, it is a threat to murder. Right? I mean, I can't just run around and threaten your life, but they're literally threatening individually babies' lives. They're going, hey, we're going to keep them comfortable while we plot their murder. And we're going, hey, well, let's find out. Let's put somebody on record to see if they're like for or against the murder plan. Hey, man, thou shalt not kill is the guideline that I take. And I don't understand why we're playing games. Why we don't just start arresting people that want to murder and stop them from their murderous intents. If they literally claim they're going to murder people, and or if they do, are we going to take action or what are we going to do, Becky?
Well, I think that we are living in such an evil age, and it's unprecedented in world history, that, you know, because evil has always existed, but in previous ages, people recognized it for evil. And the insanity of our age is that the most evil actions are proposed, and you have a good half of Americans saying, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, that's a mother's prerogative. If she doesn't want to have a child, why, this is a good thing. And what are you objecting to? We keep them comfortable until we slaughter them. So it's just beyond belief that we're tolerating this. Sam, I often think if you know, a millionth of what we tolerate every single day had happened to the founding fathers, they would have been up in arms. They would have taken to arms. They would have, exactly what you said, they would have arrested people, and actually I don't think they would have even gone that far. There would have been mobs of enraged, outraged citizens in front of the homes of anyone threatening to kill a child, and that person would have been hung from the nearest
hang. When it smacks of the King Herod days, ladies and gentlemen, just a little more polite-like, right? Under the guise of government and under the wordsmith terms that make you believe it somehow... okay, it's abortion, it's a woman's right to choose, it's choice, it's freedom, it's a woman's body, it's infanticide, it's everything but flat-out pro-death murder is what we need to call it. And I'm not really for arresting somebody because they threaten it, necessarily, because I do believe in free speech, but I believe your free speech only goes so far. However, what about these people that are murdering on a daily basis? What about these people that are literally on TV plotting the death of the next baby? Here's the plan. We'll make them comfortable. Will this, will that. They're laying out specific plans. And I don't want to be the thought police, but there is a fine line here. How come they're debating this, not taking action? There's already laws against murder. Kurt, what do you say to this?
Well, it's like you say, Sam, there's the top 10, the Ten Commandments, and, you know, that's God's outline on how to have a successful, happy, safe society. We've, you know, we've got the 10 trillion commandments now from government, and, you know, most of those, or many of those, are only used if, well, a guy with a, say a Ron Paul bumper sticker or something like that, you know, gets, you know, crossways with the law, right, Sam?
Well, there you have it. Anyway, I don't understand it, but I really, seriously, I don't understand how we're debating this. Let me give you another example to make the point. You got a Maryland assisted suicide bill in the news, Kurt. I guess this is at least somewhat good news, I guess. Help
That's
me with this
right,
one,
Sam,
Kurt.
Because the... Because in this case, the Maryland assisted suicide or killing of typically older people, this bill has died, Sam. So, you know, that's good news, right? It's nice.
I mean, it's good news, yes. It's better than letting them pass some bill to murder.
Right.
But they call it, again, another wordsmith word, assisted suicide. We're just assisting people. Out of the love and kindness of our heart, you know.
It was Senate Bill 311. They call it the End of Life Options Act. And
see, this is
they
what I'm
said
talking
died
about.
In the
what is it
yeah,
called?
It died. Well, they call it the End of Life Options Act.
See, and, nothing but choice, but it's only pro-death. If I want the choice to keep my guns, they're like, oh no, sir.
How was the vote, Sam? They say it was a tie vote, 23-23. The House of Delegates passed the measure 74-66, but it died in the Senate But it was 23-23. I mean, look at that.
Yeah. I don't understand this. So, I mean, I guess it's good news if we're going to compare it to being better than the suicide bill passing. I guess it's great news. But it's so defensive in nature. It's like we're down, you know, like 100-5 in a game. And then it's like when somebody does a block, I'm just like, oh, that's incredible. What a block. That's awesome. Yeah. Wow.
I guess, Sam, they say assisted suicide is currently legal in Washington, D.C., or excuse me, Washington.
And I'm going to stop you there and say, why don't they start arresting people? What do you mean it's legal?
It says,
it's legal to murder?
DC, it's not legal to God. Then it says D.C., California, Colorado, Hawaii, Montana, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. By the way, New Jersey's legislature passed their assisted suicide bill last week. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy said he looks forward to signing the measure into law.
Becky, this is what I'm talking about. What do they call this act really quick then, Becky?
They call it
the option, something option.
Yeah, end of life option.
The end of life option there, Becky. Murder.
I think that you have touched on a very important point here, Sam, and I think it's one reason that we're in the mess we're in right now, and that is the emphasis on legality. And I find this among Christians. I find Christians, in fact, I had a discussion just last night with a Christian who thinks it's okay to steal from people as long as the government is doing it.
No, the government doesn't have any rights or any authority to do anything on your behalf. You don't have the right to do yourself. It's flat-out thievery, and it's dishonest, and it's got to stop.
I could not make this woman understand that taxation is the same thing, morally speaking, as theft. She continued to defend the fact that the government should be able to steal from us. It's legal. Why Congress passed a whole amendment in 1913 that made it all legal. And this woman is a lawyer. She is a Christian, a devout Christian. I run into this frequently with devout Christians. But if the government does it, it's okay. And we have so fallen down in our theology, and we have become so worldly, and we have allowed the gospel of Jesus Christ to completely die in our churches, that we actually have Christians thinking this way. Do you know in my church in New York City that there are actually people who think abortion is okay? I mean, this is heinous. And their reasoning is, well, the Bible doesn't talk about abortion. Well, this is a woman's choice. The Bible very clearly talks about how a fetus is a living creature in God's and under God's protection.
But that's only if you read it, Becky.
David talks about being knit together in my mother's womb, and you knew me then, Lord. Okay, there is just no way. I mean, for anyone to maintain something like that, you have to be so scripturally ignorant. It has to be a willful, sinful rebellion against the Almighty.
Well, and not only that, the Bible says to multiply and replenish the earth. And as far as I can tell, that hasn't been rescinded anywhere, has it?
Has not been rescinded. So again, when we are pointing fingers at all these murderers running around, we need to point the fingers back at ourselves and say, where is it that Christian churches are no longer preaching that government is sinful? Government is a collection of wicked men who exercise enormous power over the rest of us that we need to repulse and take back from them. These people have absolutely no right to rule us, which is what they're doing. They have gotten so far away from positive law, from natural law, and they are substituting in its place positive law. And as long as they're doing that, they are tyrants. They are and need to be overthrown. They need to be put in their place. They are issuing to us a challenge of either come and get me or I'm going to continue to kill your children and rob from you to pay for it all.
Now, what I find interesting is even if you say, Sam, you can't arrest these people, they have due process of law. My response is, I agree. However, the first thing we should do is we should absolutely force them out of office. Okay, and there's different ways based on the different, you know, sections or whatever you want to say of government, whether it's state or federal or county or whatever. But there's ways to remove these people from office, and we should simply say we're not going to allow you pro-death murderous leaders to lead us. We're not doing that. But all I hear the Christians say is, hey, man, I got a hot dog at the ball game last night. Did you see it? It was incredible. I know we lost, but we had an incredible block. What? What planet am I on, man? Or what planet are these guys on? We're certainly not from the same viewpoints, I'll tell you that right now.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Payroll processor ADP out with its March jobs report this morning, showing the economy added just 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 that analysts had predicted. Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says it's more proof that the hiring boom is running out of steam. The government jobs report is due out on Friday. President Trump was talking to Republican leaders at a GOP dinner last night, warning Democrats could give Republicans quite a fight in next year's elections.
When they say we're going to give you free education, we're going to give you free health care, we're going to not have you pay your loans for college, everything is free. It's very seductive.
But he still predicts Republicans will win back the U.S. House. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Lori Lightfoot's made history winning her campaign for mayor in Chicago. She's going to become the city's first openly gay and first black woman mayor, defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle in yesterday's runoff election. Hollywood celebrities Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are due in Boston federal court as the actors are scheduled to face a judge today in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. Prosecutors have charged them and dozens of other wealthy parents of giving money to a Southern California businessman who then funneled the funds through a fake charity and to coaches who helped get the celebrities' kids into elite schools. Fewer Americans are smoking cigarettes, as figures out today show sales of cigs in the country fell 8.8% last month compared to a year earlier. It follows an 8% drop in sales in February, and it was the 20th straight month that cigarette sales were down in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Kurt, I want to talk about this. So I'm calling it murder. What they want to do is just put people on record, whether they're the good guys or the bad guys or whatever. But I'm submitting to you that, you know what? You can't be allowed to plot people's murders. I know you got free speech, but not that far. And then when they literally do murder these babies, we're allowing it. We call it abortion. We call it infanticide. We call it assisted suicide. We call it choice for death, or whatever you want to say, options for death. Everything but murder. Everything but thou shalt not kill. Kurt, you want to respond? I don't know what we're going to do about this, but as long as we let this stand, buddy, I'm telling you right now, God's going to take off the gloves at some point. He's not going to tolerate our flat-out wholesale slaughter of those around us, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, it's just sad to see that in so many ways our... you know, leaders, so-called leaders, that they seem to be embracing the killing of innocent life. And that is, it's got to bring down the wrath of God. I see it quite often, what I'd call the wrath of God in different places. You've got disasters from sea to shining sea, whatever it is. I mean, whether it's the flooding or the, you can see it. But on the other hand, I do believe we have a benevolent God who loves us and, you know, continues to hope that we'll repent. And, you know, when you see an occasional, you know, whether it's a 23-23 tie and they're not going to kill, you know, people in Maryland, I think he's at least grateful it didn't go and be worse.
Amen to that. All right, Kurt's got a headline for God and Country.
Okay, I was thinking you said Teen Vogue, but...
yeah, I know, but then you sent me another story that related to abortion, since we're talking about abortion.
Good.
I thought I'd put
okay,
that before
I'm
the body separation
you.
Story, right?
Okay,
see, when Kurt sends me 50 stories, I've got to analyze and insert them on the fly, right?
Yeah, this is Jerry Newcomb writing there at WorldNet Daily, and for God and Country, it says, I could sell an abortion to anybody, and talks about this lady, Abby Johnson, that we've talked about before. He interviewed her. Basically he tells the transformational story about the unplanned author, of this, well, basically this movie that's out now. And, I suppose it'll be playing big time in New York. What do you think, Sam?
Not. Can you even see it, Becky?
I'm not a good person to ask about movies. I don't enjoy most movies. I never go to theaters. I hate theaters with a passion. Occasionally, my husband and I rent a movie and we watch it at home. And even then, I wind up reading a book about halfway through while he finishes watching. So they just bore me and I never pay any attention to them. But if it is I've seen mention of this movie on the internet, and from what I understand, it's quite a searing indictment of abortion, so I don't imagine it will play here at all, or if it does, it will play in a theater, perhaps in one of the outer boroughs. In other words, it would play, it's like saying that it'll play out in Des Moines, you know, something like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's true, Kurt. But anyway, the bottom line, though, is, hey, they believe abortion is just like a sales thing. I mean, it's like selling... I don't know, what, tickets to the lottery to them? Whether you live or die,
it's
is this based
deal,
on the lottery?
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, you drew the bad card. It's pro-death for you people. Like, I mean, this is crazy town. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, let's talk about bodies now, Kurt, for a second, because I believe that this really is a strike at the family and a strike at everything God... teaches us, right? Everything God explains to us is how it really is. In other words, reality is things as they really are, right? So we get the Bible and we learn from God how things really are. But the Antichrist folks are literally doubling down with this statement, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And they're, this is headline reads video, and then it says, Teen Vogue declares, I guess Teen Vogue, if I remember right, it's a magazine, declares the idea that the body is male or female is wrong. Now, all I can say is, it reminds you of that part in the Bible where it says, in the last days, good will be called evil and evil will be called good. Up is down, down is up, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's just one more reason to avoid things like Teen Vogue, in my opinion.
Do you want to respond to this, Becky?
Well, about 100 years ago, or maybe not quite 100 years ago, in the 1920s, something like that, there was an Italian communist. His name is Antonio Gramsci. And he advocated that to bring Marxism to America or to any country, what you needed was a march through the institutions, a long march through the institutions. So in other words, you wouldn't try to take over a country with an army. What you would do is you would gradually introduce more and more Marxists into the press, the media, colleges and universities, churches, any social institution. You would gradually introduce these Marxists, and they would complete the job of turning the country Marxist. One of the fundamentals of Marxism is a denial of reality. You just turn your back on inconvenient facts, and you continue working for Marxist nonsense. And it is nonsense, because it does not recognize Marxist principles do not recognize human nature. They are anti-human. Okay, the idea that we will work happily for everybody else's benefit, that is not a human characteristic. We work to advance ourselves and our families, those we care about. Nobody works from a disinterested motive. So at its core, you have a complete denial of reality from Marxism. And that's what's going on. You know, another key factor of Marxism is you have to group people. The individual is worthless. He only attains meaning as he's part of a group, okay? And that's another big push we're seeing in our culture right now. We're seeing this push to get people into groups. There's the transgender group. There is the homosexual group. There is the lesbian group, the white group, the black group, the female group, the male group, okay? So we have all of this push. This type of denial of reality is so typically Marxist, and the way to stand against it is to insist on reality, to insist on biological facts. Why would anyone pay attention to a magazine that, first of all, doesn't have scholars on its board when it's making sweeping scientific generalizations like this, and secondly, is going to teen girls? Who takes this seriously? What parent allows his or her girl, his daughter, to fill her mind with such nonsense and trash? You know, that's another thing, Sam. I am constantly amazed at the abdication of parental responsibility. My parents would no sooner have allowed me to have such a piece of pornography in our home than they would have allowed me to walk naked down Main Street. And I cannot get over the parents who have no idea what their kids are doing, who have...
So they're anti-freedom, I guess, huh, Becky?
They don't believe in choice. Tell you that right now.
I stand amazed at these parents today. It's like the kids run the home, and the kids, you know, the parents aren't even in the home. That's one problem. Mother is gone. The father is gone. They don't have any idea what their kids are doing. When the kids do,
but they can text each other. You know what I mean? And they
can text each other. Yeah.
Direct.
And when the child does something that the parents dispute, they don't say anything. Well, I don't want to make him angry.
Well, the government could come and take them away. You know what I mean? If they get upset.
Well, that's another problem that we have, is that we have allowed our the people who rule us to become that tyrannical, that we turn a blind eye. We say it's perfectly all right for CPS to go in and break up a home. I don't even care if there's abuse in the home. The government does not have the right to go in and break up a family. We need to reclaim that principle. We need to say there are no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care if the parent is abusing the child. There are other ways to resolve that, not with the force of government going in and busting up a home that God has joined together. This is outrageous, and this is such utter tyranny. This is something that, you know, really totalitarian regimes practice, this sort of absolute dictatorship. This is common to communist dictatorships. They go in and they take kids away from parents, yet our own government, we permit that. Why?
Well, there you have
Becky,
it.
Becky, by the way, I don't know if you knew about it, but Chicago's got a new mayor. She's openly homosexual, so I kind of just wish they would have voted for somebody like Becky Akers instead of this.
Becky Akers doesn't live in Chicago, buddy.
I know, but wouldn't it be nice if we could clone her and put her?
I hear that. The only problem is Becky won't even serve in government, Kurt, because she doesn't believe it's the answer. Right,
good
Becky?
Point.
I'm not a politician.
Good point.
Hold on. I don't want to speak for you. Let me have you respond on the other side of the break. I just know Becky's views. She just doesn't believe government's the answer, and therefore she wouldn't serve in that position. And that's part of the problem we've got in America today. Good people won't serve. Good people can't raise any money.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's gonna do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I got a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. How many people are willing to take on these topics like we do, huh? Just asking. All right, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. So, Becky, Kurt's saying, wouldn't it be nice if a good, honest, moral gal like yourself ran for office? And I appreciate the sentiment. It's a nice compliment, and I think it's true. We need good, honest, moral people. The problem is you wouldn't even run, would you?
No, I'm not a politician, thank the Lord. I have been spared such an ignominious fate. I think we all need to look at politicians as leeches, as completely dishonorable and completely dishonorable reprobates. I'm constantly amazed at how people give these leeches a pass. It's like if a politician does what if any of us were to do it, we'd be in prison. Somehow it doesn't matter because a politician did it. You know, like this infanticide. A politician now is saying it's all right to murder your child. What would we think if our neighbor came to dinner and said to us, you know what, that kid over there, he's a lot of trouble, why don't you just murder him? Would we associate with that person again? Would we ever have that neighbor in our home? And yet we regularly entertain politicians in our home by the media. Okay, how many of us have allowed our children to sit and watch these filthy bloodsuckers dispense their evil on the evening news? Okay, turn it off. It's not fit for human consumption. No child should be exposed to that. This figure of authority telling us it's okay to murder. All right. How many people flocked to see the politicians in your town? You know, if Obama came to town, how many people flocked to see him and instilled that in their children? The president's coming. We have to get tickets. We have to go see him. I mean, this is idolatry. This is, you know, rectifying. And saying to a child, this person is someone to emulate and admire and listen to and obey? No. The only person we bow to is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we obey him. We don't obey fallen men who are counseling us into the worst sins imaginable. Just like this mayor in Chicago, homosexuality is a sin, and it deserves the death penalty according to the Mosaic Law. And that is what we as Christians should be teaching our children, not saying to them, oh, this woman's a mayor, let's listen to her, let's watch her on TV. No, this is filth, and we need to recognize it and condemn it as such.
Hey, but don't worry. While the PETA folks are saving all the animals, but yet we find out they're killing animals. While they want to preserve animals in Congress but kill the babies, don't worry. Since 1982, the U.S. government research program has resulted in the murder of thousands of cats. They got a research program out there where they use cats and they're killing all the cats. But don't worry, it's no more. The Department of Agriculture announced on Tuesday that its Agricultural Research Services lab will no longer use kitty cats in its experiments. They've done it for decades, but it's going to stop. They want to stop the killing there, Becky.
Meow. Where in our Constitution is there any provision for government to be doing research?
Nowhere.
Okay.
I just want to be clear, nowhere.
And something else to consider about this is that any time you have a government involved in anything, you have political considerations that pervert the outcome. So such research, in addition to torturing innocent cats that have done nothing, has also been completely in vain because the results are always tainted by the politics of the people involved, by the emphasis that is politically determined, by the subjects that are researched, which are also politically determined. I mean, this is, it's just invalid. It's as though you, Sam, were going to conduct an experiment on whether Mormonism is the true religion. It's invalid because your bias is there and it's overwhelming. Same thing with government. The political bias there is in favor of a predetermined outcome. It cannot be valid. So not only have these cats been dying in vain, but the government has wasted billions of the dollars it stole from us.
Yeah, thousands of cats dead at the hands of your government, and thousands of babies, millions of babies dead at the hands of your government. A government, the whole purpose of government is to be pro-life in the first place. All right, don't worry, though. Larry Klayman says, quote, as predicted, Senator Lindsey Graham admits he will not even pursue Hillary Clinton scandals. Graham is a fraud. So we're not even going to pursue the Hillary scandals anymore. She's off the hook for good, even according to the, what, high-ranking Republican senator there, Kurt?
Well, that's right, but it sure is good to have, Larry Klayman and others putting some heat on him, but it sure would be nice to see some real justice, not just doled out for people like you and me, Sam, but for everybody, you know. Lady Justice should be blind, right?
Yes, but I don't know that I think that they're really putting any heat. I think it's mock heat to make us feel like there's heat, but there's no real heat, folks.
I mean, Larry Klayman, you know, doing the things that they do and stuff like that, asking for the details and putting it out. I mean, I know it's not as much as maybe, you know, he doesn't have the power as much as like Rush Limbaugh or whatever. But if he literally didn't do what he does, I just wonder where we would be.
Ah, wow. All right. I guess now you think you've been spied on by the Bush administration and then the Clinton administration and then the Barack administration and now continuing into the Donald administration. But the spying gets worse. You thought it was Google. You thought it was Facebook. Well, every one of those are all true. You thought it was the Pentagon. You thought it was, well, now it's the airlines. Headline says airliner seatbacks, cameras. Yeah, airliner seatbacks have cameras in there, but don't worry, the airlines promise you they haven't turned them on yet, Becky.
Well, that's reassuring. I'm so glad I never fly. I won't fly because of the TSA. I will not agree to sexual assault just to get on an aircraft where I'm going to be abused and mistreated by the rude crew. So I don't fly as a matter of principle, but to hear stories like this, I'm even happier that I never go aloft.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
I know that, you know, when it comes to flying, I'm grateful that at least we have some options in our little area where I feel like, well, there's some guys with TSA uniforms, but they seem like they're some of my neighbors instead of what I get when I go to the big you know, Chicago, et cetera, kind of airports.
Yeah.
Boy, we sure could make America great again by fixing that.
Yeah, they say, don't worry, they have not turned on the cameras or the microphones, although they do admit they exist. So, all right, before the end of the hour, they got cow toilets in the Netherlands, Kurt.
Well, you know, see, this is an ongoing effort to save the world, Sam. And so now, what you've got is, you know, these, they call them They're going to cut down on emoosions, not emissions, you know, because it's cow stuff, you know. But this is Dateline The Hague. Teaching cows to use the toilet is not the easiest task, but a Dutch inventor is banking on, well, you know, banking on a new bovine urinal to help cut emissions that cause environmental damage. You thought you had something to worry about, you know, but now at least I think you'll be sleeping better because they've got some cow guys trying to take care of, you know, these emoosions, Sam.
Becky, what do you say to that?
That's just insane.
It's just totally absolutely off the reservation crazy.
Yeah.
They say seven of the, this guy has 58 cows, and the seven of them have already learned how to use the proper location on, you know, these emoosions. And they say the stables have become cleaner and the ground is drier. Less damp ground is better for the health of the cow's hooves. So the Netherlands, by the way, is already introducing stricter rules on emissions of ammonia, which can cause atmospheric pollution and irritate the eyes in humans. I don't know why they're so worried about humans. Aren't they trying to get rid of them right and left? Either the ones that are born or the ones, you know, they're going to be born or the ones that are going to die. I mean, you know, these people, they seem so mixed up.
It's yeah. Another denial of reality.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to some of this stuff that we're seeing in the news. I really don't. I mean, it is just so off the charts crazy. But we're allowing this to go on in our society. And really, here's what happens. When the people deny God and en masse turn their back on God like we've done, they literally become demon crazy, Becky.
Yes, and I'll tell you something. One of the things that irritates me so much, I've been studying World War II for several years now, and one of the things that irritates me is when I hear people say, where was God? Why? How could he have allowed World War II? How could he have allowed the Nazis to come? How could he have allowed all that genocide? And I want to say to them, do you know anything about German philosophy and its history? It's not that God allowed it. It's because Germany had completely exiled God. They got rid of God. And that was a several-century movement in German philosophy to get away from any kind of scriptural principle and to assert that man is his own yardstick, his own measuring line, and whatever man says is fine. And therefore, we can have philosophy that does not refer to God. And once Germany had kicked God completely out, most of the churches in Germany were just formulaic and formulistic. They were not true churches. They were not true Christians. Okay, once they had neutered God and ejected him from their society, that's when the Nazis came to power. Okay, we are seeing that same trajectory here. American philosophy is getting rid of God, has gotten rid of God. We are now reaping the consequences of that with the denial of reality, the embrace of Marxism, the killing of innocent life. And believe me, as you've illustrated, Sam, with the stories you've been quoting this morning, that assault on life is starting and will continue from both ends of the spectrum, okay? The infanticide will continue. It will be gradually enlarged. Now a child of 2 years old, you don't want him anymore, get rid of him. You don't want your child of 10 years old anymore. Now your kid's ready to go to college and you can't afford it. Go ahead and get rid of him. You're going to see the same thing from the other spectrum, the other end of life, okay? This person is now 60 and in his beginning of the year, I swear to you, in 20 years, they're going to be such a drain on society. Get rid of them. Okay, that was a Nazi tactic. Anybody who was helpless, anybody who was a drain on society, anybody who couldn't pull his own weight working, you get rid of them, all right? This is what happens to a society that abandons the Bible and says to God, get out, we don't need you anymore.
I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the population goes demon crazy. They're absolutely psychotic. The only way to make a difference is to return to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The only way is to return to God Almighty. The only way is to realize that the Savior Jesus Christ is our Savior. And pro-life, the Ten Commandments, the two great commandments, are the key to success, not the 10 gazillion commandments of government. Becky Akers, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun today, her books, Abducting Arnold and Hailstorm. Look for them by name, Becky Akers. They're incredible novels. Patriotic as all get out. A lot of fun to read. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.